AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Wilmington, Delaware, Hunter Biden has been convicted on all three felony charges of lying to buy a gun. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
Jurors found Hunter Biden guilty of lying to a federally licensed gun dealer, making a false claim on the application by saying he was not a drug user and illegally having the gun for 11 days. He faces up to 25 years in prison when he is sentenced. Though first-time offenders do not get anywhere near the maximum, and it's unclear whether the judge would give him time behind bars. I'm Julie Walker.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Tel Aviv, hoping Hamas agrees to a ceasefire deal with Israel.
All of the hostages, but especially our eight American families who have loved ones in Gaza, we are determined to bring them home. The proposal that President Biden put forward is the best way to do that.
Blinken says the UN Security Council vote in favor of the U.S.-backed proposal for a ceasefire and hostage release made it as clear as possibly could be that the world supports the plan. The UN Human Rights Office is citing possible war crimes by Israeli forces and Palestinian armed groups in connection with that deadly raid by Israeli forces that freed four hostages over the weekend. Pamela Smart, who's serving a life prison term in New Hampshire for plotting with her teenage student to have her husband killed in 1990, accepted full responsibility for his death for the first time in a videotaped statement released today as part of her latest sentence reduction request. Smart is now 56. She was a 22-year-old high school media coordinator when she began an affair with a 15-year-old boy who later shot and killed her husband, Gregory Smart, in Derry, New Hampshire. Flooding has pushed people out of their homes near the Mississippi River at a roughly 30% higher rate than the U.S. as a whole. This is AP News. Disney theme parks are rebranding a ride that had been associated with racist cliches. Here's the AP's Margie Zaralletta.
Step aside, Briar Rabbit. Tiana is taking over. Disney parks are updating the Splash Mountain log flume ride to become Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Splash Mountain had used elements from the 1946 movie Song of the South, which contains racist tropes about blacks and plantation life. Tiana's Bayou Adventure is based on the 2009 film The Princess and the Frog, which features Tiana as Disney's first black princess. Tiana's Bayou Adventure opens later this month at Walt Disney World in Florida and later this year at Disneyland in California. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
Electronic Arts has announced San Francisco 49ers star running back Christian McCaffrey will be on the cover of EA Sports' Madden NFL 25 video game that launches worldwide in August. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.